kumbula tu weekend na turanga na marama garabu na wanelewa ena bunu ali bungo New Zealand bungo usimi ena ba city le bungo Wellington ena Wellington Access Radio 2.2 FM awa kumbula tu weekend na turanga marama garabu na wanelewa ena sana tini kabani nundo bunuwa kena samay bungo itugutugu ena bunu ali bungo Wellington imbula minaka sabo kumbula tu gani ena the tali ena the nimbula ena the ninganga ni wani turanga o Jesus Kristo kau ni taka na bosi ni kalau ena na rongo ni kuwa ena biba ungeti ena bi tumberi kibi kenda ena singa nindai ndaki nimbula ni tabutu ndaki nimbula ni tao ndati kumule vale senda waro tu mwe mwenu ni dhalaka senda waro tu mwe naloma ni motuka kuna dhama nga waro mwe kina mataka ni singa nindai sana ungi tabi mwe kinda wakitu kibi kenda ena mataka ni singa nikuwa ena Wellington Access Radio ena 2.2 FM ena singa minaka nikuwa au nitaka nina kauti kenda runa kalu kini ndo tala lebolo ni vingarami ena singa nindai lako tumbeka mai nisulandi wa angito si maangande si maithagadhaka si maivuli si kwa sama ilioni wano tunde itu ena wano ongo New Zealand kwa waka itu kituko ena wano wali ongo o Wellington au sama mbule tuwe ni weekend ena singa minaka nikuwa na sana dhaba dhaba kwa lako maikine ena singa minaka nikuwa na maila umbeka na kaundrobe mbua si madhuata maimba matakira o kandabu na maibiti tailevu rewa serwa una mosi sende mula dhabi unanroga matakira musa na sana dhabu kwa lomba ikina au sanga mbule tugani ena singa mina nikuwa na hadha tali ni wani tura kwa Jesus Kristo
amen ni devastoso wana tura ngana singa mina kanikuwa praise the Lord the check the manamaiti nangasilevu amen ni greetings to those of you that have joined us this morning. Maybe you have followed us through our Facebook page, and we would like to say greetings all the way from here, Foreshores at the FDB ground. And we would like to say thank you for taking the time to join us. We would like to acknowledge you, Foreign Zone, as well as Island. I believe you are rostered for your mission Sunday for this particular Sunday. We take this time to say thank you. I believe we're either meeting with your zones all the way from New Zealand, Australia, American continent, for those of you logging in from Santa Rosa, Bulawinaka, and also to the Europe. I believe it's your Saturday evening as well as for America as well. Not forgetting Vanuatu, and also greetings to the virtual zone scattered all around, and you're tuning in from whichever country that you're in. We would like to stand today to say thank you for joining us. Today we have been blessed. We have a few divisions from the Central as well as the Eastern Division that comes all the way from Nayabu and Wainimbuka. And not forgetting Korobau, let us greet and also acknowledge the Eastern Division that are here with us to join us for the service. The rest of the divisions are actually from here in the Central, which is Suva. And in the afternoon, we also will be back here at 2:30, but minus or not with the Eastern Division. And we would like to say thank you for joining us this morning. We can hit Langana Leonison Sugaloto, Kemani Vakarovitu Magwena Nomini Worship Centers, so we can Lotchipo Matabo Valley, Western Vatican and Northern Divisions. We stand today to say thank you and say greetings. For the group of yesterday, thank you. See you again next week. And thank you to all of you. I believe for Auntie Rossi, all the way out there in Sangani, we would like to acknowledge and also welcome you from here because your zone has just finished doing the item. And Talangase Rossi, and I believe the Rossi family are there in the Sangani village today. We would like to acknowledge because we believe you will be tuning in as well. Thank you. And also to those of you that are here, maybe you're sitting in the midst of everybody. Today, why we have moved from the gymnasium, the melodic and the foreshore, but I think it's so we can go get us and you vaccinated. Amen. And if you're here, we welcome you, the unvaccinated, and also for the first jabs only. But at the gymnasium, the locality, even when on the melodic and the binakatikin and vaccinate, fully vaccinated. So that is why we moved the service to the foreshore so you can come and also worship with us. Let us welcome the unvaccinated today, and also only those on the first jab that were not able to join us in the previous services at the gymnasium. Nikota langa we wakambula weekend. So we can sell niloniloti, niloniloti weekend. Mrs. Tukana, I believe you are here with your daughter. So we can then sing niloniloti new Methodist. Either you're sitting from this end or right to the other end. Kerunduri nikua to save you. Nakabakalevu for the time taken to come and join us.
And not only that, for the heart that you have to come and worship God with us here at the foreshore. So if you do not belong to New Methodist and you're here with us at the foreshore, we stand today to say thank you and welcome to the New Methodist Christian Fellowship scheduled service at the foreshore this morning. And this goes as well to those of you that are logging in, but you do not attend New Methodist, nor do you belong to the church. We stand today to welcome you and thank you for following us. And thank you for being part of the service every Sunday. We are so blessed and we are so humbled that you acknowledge the you know, the services and all the things happening through My TV. And I would say today that we are so humbled with the opportunity given for you to choose My TV to be the provider for the Word of God to your life, not only on Sunday but every day. So we stand today to say thank you. I speak on behalf of My TV and Stanley Simpson to acknowledge that request that has officially come through My TV. Regardless, maximum maybe juvenile, or maybe some of you people just waiting for your cases to come through. I know you've given up on life. You say to yourself, how did I do this? Why did I do this? You've never forgiven yourself. But this morning, we would like to invite you to also encourage you. Our God is a God of second chance. Regardless of what you have done, regardless of those moments of your life that you want to give up on, we would like to encourage you today. Hey, don't give up on love yet. Grab the hem of His garment and tell Him that He is your God and He is here to restore you. He's going to love you for the way you are. That you're an outcast. No, your God is closer to you than the clothes you wear. Grab Him and tell Him that you love Him and forgive yourself and come forward before God. And maybe you're listening to me today as I speak, acknowledging the prisoners, the Holy Spirit is burning me for the victims. Amen. So we can and then I catch, okay, well deserved. Now I can find closure to my case because, you know, it's taken to task. Yes, everybody will feel that way. Maybe if it happened to me, I might feel that way as well. But today, we would like to stand on behalf of those prisoners who have offended you in any way, who have leave a scar and hurt you. The pain that they have done, it's so hard for you to forgive. We stand today to seek your forgiveness on their behalf. And please, allow the Lord to give you solace and good closure, and also allow the Lord to give that heart of forgiveness so we can give them another chance. So we stand today to say thank you for joining us. And also we came in and damage gonna be one in bula to be mate, sakame kubeko buniwa, sang in rawa. So we can just log in bula. You're actually logging in. I've been receiving a lot of prayer requests on sickness. And that is why I don't want to forget the prayer request every day. Every Sunday as we stand. We don't want to walk past that moment. Yes, we can be excited talking about God's goodness. But I'm always reminded there are people out there with ailments and crying, not knowing how many days do you have left. Kidney problem percentage keep on falling. Dialysis keep on increases. Costs keep on going up. A lot of things that you say to yourself, you may not live longer than the way you have planned or even dreamt. So today we would like to also acknowledge and welcome you. Find a joy in your heart and serve Him with gladness. He will give your heart's desire. And today, whatever sickness you may be suffering, tell the sickness to leave you. And today, whatever things and struggles that you're going through, maybe, yeah, the doctor's doing their job. They're giving you the exact factual report of the sickness that you're suffering. But you hear the facts, you believe in God. You hear the facts, you have faith in God. And have faith that you're going to be healed, and you will be healed completely. I'll give this time to Ngasilebu.
Hallelujah. And the cells are to my television, my candabu, at my viti, at Lau, we come to my Loizak and do Malombula, Navalibu Samatu Mai, come to my Namukelau, my Kambara, my mother, my Koma, my Otoniata, my Botoa, my only Lau, Fulan, Batakiwanga, Nimbulabinaka, my Lakemba, my Zidia, Wombala, Mango, Katafana, Tuda, Nimbulabinaka, and Samatakanisian and I, Mina, Essamala, my Totoya, Watalakina, my Nugu, and Nivasu, Manamuka, my Matuku, Nimbulabinaka, Watalakina. Mwala, nyimbula binaka. Sengi mwleza maibu nobatu, ukatalaki na maikandabu, maini, zake ono, kutuso musargira, nyimbula binaka. Atu ya somba malabu, nyimbula binaka. Kemundo maina soso, maina viti, kumatalaki na kemundo maina lombi maiwaya. Daronga da tukuna tukuni alo nikuwa, da baga vini binaka tukubwana turanga, hena singa binaka nikuwa. We were just claiming that Yasawa will become a region. Daronga da nikuwa na tukuni alo, maingaswe, na na kaya tusa nagatiko. Hemeni, na kago tusa naka. The things that you confess, you will soon possess.
Amen.
Hemeni, na kago baga tusa, na ndona singa, na tomba le maiweko.
Hallelujah.
We walk by faith, not by sight. Wakamula talata, we kenda na turanga na marama dharuwa nongani lewa dhagadaba obisa. We stay seni todo kani obisa. We lori todo kani obisa. Nimbula minaka nindo usiamati kumai. Sanga ni mule dhabi, we kemini na dhagadaba mataivalu. Dele na mbuwa, ma indele na maka, ma iwayabi, ma ilotoka, kufature kuka mai. Basa nimbula binaka ve kemba kele ni matevalu nimbula binaka ve kemba ndomu na vendel ni nuku maisena nimbula binaka mai Syria ena vendelana nimbula binaka ena singa binaka nikuwa nero itabi mekeroba mbula tiku vikenda ena singa binaka nikuwa sentala ni mule labi vikenda na leo imiti ni lako vangito vala laka vangande vangabuli se kemu nisa leo ni tunde leo ni bulo tunde bulo ni tiku kina kemba misa vanga mbula tuka ina fosua totoka tunanraki tombo suwa vangalindi marabu lalura itu naisa Sekolami, wainga nak telinga embas sekali bumi. Ombengai diri awak, kita lagi orang yang udah tembongo. Enam ayat. Matakan iskini naik, tapi kau bila bila kau bawa lembu anak kau. Bukan susu mata bawa la turanga. Kami kau yang tukar sama kau. Kau betul nak langit free. Kau kerja tu nama terisi lah sekali sobi.
Emeni.
Iku sama nali bali, iku sama nawai. Iu nak kau, sama raga tu mai. Uga mai lama langit kena mata terisi lah. Berlebih sah, menang orang ni yata bawa tak kena. Kena langit rawat lembu, sama lima lembu bawa lembu. Sangat bagan dua ni bau stel, na langi suli na kalu, na singi na ganikuwa. Kabi kenda ni voltamu, na mazi una kena wase tinga dua, rusho mlugwa, rusho mlugwa diwa kena tolsho bulu. Dula kama hivi au kuchemu ndo bando sa, ola ni zolata, ola ni zolata, ola ni zolata. Eso sa, ola ni zolata sa andreke, so sa andreke andreke sa yara, so sa yara yara sa biu. Kei kato kuchisu, dula kama hivi au, come on to me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy load, and I'll give peace to your soul. Kau kwa dula kama hivi au kuchemu ndo Quando sa roda ni lota ni zolo bibi, a una vaga de weekendo. Aleluia. Doutor weekend, doutor weekendo na lungo ibua.
Nani?
Nani?
Ni
sarara na lungo ibua ngai mamanda na lungo zolo dola.
Aleluia.
Ya no bisureti uo sibindondo, ke tutu na bisureti. Ngo indo na bisureti ni uo sibindondo. And every time the program 10:30 every Sunday morning, it's about God of our nation. And this God is calling everyone. We think that money will solve our problem. We think that education will solve our problem. We think that achieving, or maybe going overseas, or whatever we do, it's good, but will not solve your problem. Because the Bible says that life is in the Word.
Amen.
Kami kan dua tamu di sambula bos ni kalau kau kau kang atas sana kemudungan ini selalu membetirua mesuaka kawasia mesuaka kawasia kembali ezru mangai baga takila mesuaka gay wasia ezru mangai baga takila mai nak aku sini kila emeni mena hal talaga nang ona mena nanduri matai kuya kena rare rare kuya kasih talaga ni dua kaki kena rebuni tagarawa Kembali matangan isikan indai. The solution to every problem that we have.
Amen.
Whether it's a physical, whether it's a spiritual, or whether it's a mental. The answer is in the Word of God. And that's why we encourage everyone. We encourage every church goers. We encourage every senior pastors. Vaga unge titiko na bingisongo songo lotu wa Kristo. Yungto na kamusiti utiko na lotu wa Kristo. Kena daulanga tumalewu. Na lotu wa Kristo sambule tiko endendai. But we can't see Christ in the Christian life. We're supposed to see Christ in the Christianity.
Yes.
And it's a big challenge. kembale ibe shule tete wana kala ndolo kuma ibiao mai tolo kuma ibi mai ukoe lenga ukoe nera ukoe matamboko ukoe matareba ukoe tas putu ya ukoe ndamudabwa kawa ukoe lame lako tolo kuma ibi nilo tolo kuma ibi ukoe magandu ngai wanda nizolata na izolo mbimbi kalimi mekana watimu kalimi na lubemu ndwe moshi biko ndwe mwole kamiko ngai nanuma tiko kali tiko na kalu sekali tiko sekali tiko ekali tiko ukoya hino mataka nisigeni kuwa menda lako maibi ukoya hino mataka nisigeni Da mãe grave com a vai a logo para indira. Cão também no mundo e solo fala que era. Cani volta a munição na numicanda na caloa e na sirvida canicua. Nicombera nem bimbi mo iguale. Before you leave your home, God knows exactly what you go through. Every word that departs from your lips, from your mouth, or even from in your heart, God already knew everything that you are going through. So feel free and open up. Don't mask yourself. You're wearing a mask, but don't mask yourself when you come to God, because it's God knows everything that you're going through. God knows the pain that you go through. God knows the problem that you're going through. God knows the mountain that you are climbing. Some of us, we just starting, some of us in the midway, some of us, we even try to reach the top. And God knows every problem that we are going through. And that's why he said, come unto me, because he alone knows the plan he has for us, the plan to prosper us and never to harm us, and to give us a future that we hope for. The Bible verse of Jeremiah 29:11 is so easy for us to say. It's easy for us to talk about it. It's easy for us to start with our testimony or to share with somebody. But if you can only know the power that God created you in your mother's womb and designed you and put everything in you, so whatever you go through in life, whether you come from Lao, you come from Naikasiri, you come from Nandi, you come from Lamasa, you come from Mua, God knows everything that you'll face in life. You have the energy and the power and the authority because of Jesus who has strengthened us. The Bible says the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that you have. Don't you know that you have the power of God in you, given by God because of the name of Jesus? You got a water that go on going to book Jesus Christ. Kakopola, Sasanga, you go on dinner, Sambula, Christo Sambula, Miao, Oyam Saba, Kotiwataki, Christo. Hallelujah. We want to encourage you this wonderful morning because of the problem, because of the situation that you're going through. And sometimes it was done by your forefathers, or maybe your neighbors, or maybe your spouse, or maybe somebody else. But because God lives, because Christ lives, you can face your tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Everyone sitting here this morning, those that are watching on television and those that are watching on Facebook, every one of us, we are going through trials and temptation, the mountains that we go through. And sometimes you feel lonely. Sometimes you feel that nobody knows what you're going through. But know today, the Bible says, come unto me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy loads. I'll give rest to your soul. Take my yoke and put it on you, because my load is light. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we want to challenge our life today. And Jesus said, can I have a water? Can you give me a glass of water? And this woman complaining, you know, about seven spirits came out from her. Her words alone shows the spirit inside. If you only know the love of God and the one that is speaking to you, you will ask him of water.
Amen.
Kiko kila na isuli suli ni kalo ki kina kiko mosu chungo o iko na kila biko na wai ko loko batu mene bisikali. If only Christians know the Christ that we serve.
Hallelujah.
Sit down. He's
spoke to the wind. Sit down and speak to the wind. Shut up.
Hallelujah.
And the disciple asked among themselves, who is this man? Even the wind and the waves listen to his voice. They don't know this was the voice in Genesis chapter 1. And the word of God says, there be light and shall be light.
Amen.
Right place at the right time with the right word. Oh, hallelujah. Slap your high five, man. Because we are living in a life, everything that happened in the spiritual will be manifested in the physical. So whatever is manifested in the physical, that is exactly what is happening in the spiritual.
Amen.
So that's why, children of God, you have the authority to bind every curses, every process in the spiritual realm. When you bind that, and that is God authority that allows you to walk manifested in the physical.
Isaiah 55:8-9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. As high as the heavens above the earth are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Maybe you listen today and you say to yourself, you've never forgiven yourself. Why? Whatever it is, maybe you got hurt, maybe your parents went a separate way. I was actually sharing yesterday on the family table talk. I remember all those Sundays. The Via Kavikeda Singatambu, not Tamago Kuturanga Rivaktawa. Via Kavini Singatambu, and I am Nitibana Tinangu, Nanito Vale Sengakina in the lounge, open space, but it's Nanito store. Kitana non Damitimakito Rachelakatumini store. Via Singatambu. There was a moment that we always talk with our parents about our future. Story after story, every Sunday, and we always call it the Bambakau night. My father wanted me to be a doctor. I was the youngest. I'm sharing my story because you may be, you know, you can relate to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Things that you have planned didn't work out. But always remember, he still has the best for you.
Yeah.
Oh. His thoughts are still the best for you. I forgot that our kitchen has tap water inside the house. We have an outside tap for our farm. I ran out to go and get that water. Just in time to give it to my father. I'll never forget his face. There are moments of your life, like what Gasile was sharing this morning on about power in the word. At least you're going to borrow the gig. One day my mom is not going to be here. One day my dad is not going to be here. But when it's so sudden, you're not prepared. I wasn't. From 3 at Jasper Williams High School. That day I will never forget. It changed my whole life. The dream that I used to talk about with my father to be a doctor, that dream was killed that night. Jeremiah 29:11. I alone know the plans I have for you to prosper. prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. Hallelujah. That's him. He's telling you. Because his ways are higher. No, 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 no. You can say that. Then there. Okoge to one on a car, moving a kakina. Suddenly go back in a moving a kakina. Maybe you raise your hand. Okay, well, maybe so. Lord, while we rest, we're going to come with a kid. Yes. You're going to come with a kid. You're going to tell me the club. My husband, you took my husband. You took my wife. For that benefit, yes. We can't ever come out here. We can't ever come out. You can say, you can't ever come out here. Make the decision now. And worship him with truth and spirit.
Hallelujah.
Don't allow a 10-wheeler. Don't allow a truck. Don't allow COVID for you to realize the precious value of your family. And life. Hallelujah.
The Bible says, I alone knows the plan I have for you. I alone. He's speaking to Jeremiah to tell the Israelites that they were in Zion. They forgot everything in Zion.
Hallelujah.
So he took them to Babylon as slave.
Amen.
They were slave. Children of God, yes. They subject to Nebuchadnezzar. And they were complaining. They start to worship God. They start to go down to the rivers of Babylon. And they start to worship from there. When they were in Jerusalem, they never worshiped God. May Babylon. How sakilana nungu na numa mimboletira. Nona chukika, nona tangi tukika, nona warula kitukika. Waya ukila tiko na nungu na numa. So whenever you go through this life, regardless what the life throw at you,
Amen.
That is the formula or the equation that God wants us to go through to make us better.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, slap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, man, to make me better.
Yo, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Kago wako ya usakila. Usakila na nungu na numa. Membo leti kemdo sanga tali ngoi kila oyi kuti kuna numi tuwa tuwa ndarumo zetu ni kuwa na cha okiri randini pa uti manda numi tala na membo leta na wai kuku tani bina muta na una sarevi kumekina what happened? Because I believe those moments will never go out of your mind.
Yes. When he actually grabbed the glass of water, he just sipped once. Why? And you know, you receive information. You hear all those stories when he's dying. And it may be you. You may be listening today. There are things you ask yourself, I could have done that. I should have done that. Or maybe somebody passed on because was not vaccinated. You're listening today. And you're crying in your heart asking your husband or your wife, please be vaccinated. Stay with us. Please don't leave us. No matter regardless of what you think, that is just God's plan. You may say to take away my father. I look back, I didn't understand God then. I don't drink. I don't go to parties like a normal young girl would be. I worked alone as a regent of Fiji Hotel, traveling all the way from Lotoka to Nandi. Have access, go past hotels, what the world offers. I was never tempted. The only thing that was placed in my heart after I lost my dad was to look for this God, if there is anything else apart from the God that I serve through the church with my father. I was so hungry to find out more about this God with that question, why did you take my father? The deeper I search for God, I learned how to tithe when I'm only 14 years old. When I was only 14, I heard from the Assemblies of God church, I believe I'm making a law. I begin